60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. But before we can get to that, big news. Somebody on the morning show just got engaged.
Spoiler alert, it wasn't me.
No, it was our digital producer, Jake.
Yay, Jake!
Just popped the question. Congratulations, my man. I know a lot of people here have been dying to know the story of how it all went down.
Yes.
Oh. And we do want to hear about it, but we're also a little bit short on
time.
So
Jake, I want you to tell us your engagement story, but try and keep it to 30 seconds or under, okay? But don't leave out all the dirty after details.
That's impossible.
Make it good,
don't
Jake.
Forget that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we went on a hike down a hill. I fell down the hill trying to keep my balance. Distracting. We got to the spot. Her friends were hiding in the bushes with cameras. They took pictures and video. Okay.
There was cameras.
Stop having this sound.
She said yes.
That's so cute.
Is that good? Is that in 30 seconds? Are we on time?
We still have a few more seconds. Tell us what happened next when you got home.
We
don't have a long enough beat. I'm sorry.
Oh, I think I know.
Wow. The audience knows.
That is going to be a happy marriage.
Okay,
it's a good sign.
Jake,
congratulations, Jake.
Thank you, everybody.
We're so excited.
We cannot wait to be at your wedding. And also present for the wedding night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We do everything as a show here, Jake.
Okay.
Can we post the pictures on our...
I didn't mean to interrupt the crowd.
Can we post the pictures on our Instagram?
Sure,
Consult me. Okay.
Yeah, I'll ask my fiance, I guess.
Yeah. Weird to say.
And we'll see. And Jeff, I'll get you those private photos later.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Now that we got that done, let's move on to the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you give the wrong answer, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose is drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Brooke the deranged ding-dong.
All right.
I'll take that.
She's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, newly fianced, please ask us the shock collar question of the day.
Today is National Ballpoint Pen Day, so get ready to think about ink.
Okay.
Does anyone have their inking caps on?
Yes.
Okay, good. The Navy has explicit regulations about what type of pens are banned from being used on a ship. When marking a map, sailors are not allowed to use red ink. In fact, it's forbidden, and it's for a very specific reason. Please tell me, why aren't you allowed to mark maps in red ink while in the Navy?
In the Navy.
Interesting.
In the Navy. And
there's military folks in your family, Brooke.
There is.
You should know this.
My brother-in-law served in the Navy for six, 8 years.
That's
something
awesome.
Like that.
That's great.
My first thought with the red ink is that if you're in a submarine, and they have that red lighting, you wouldn't be able to see it.
That's brilliant. I didn't think
That's a really good first thought.
You went
thought.
Right yeah. down okay. into the submarine, first thought.
My brother-in-law was a nuke.
Was a nuke?
A nuclear engineer.
I thought he was an actual bomb.
At any moment, they could shoot him into the sky.
Yeah.
So
he slept in the torpedo tubes.
Yeah.
He was a torpedo.
That's an interesting thought, because if it's in red, then you won't be able to see it.
Right.
Okay.
I was thinking, from my vast service experience, very similar to military.
Okay.
No, I'm totally kidding about that. But we were not allowed to ever use red ink, because legally, if you sign a tip or sign a document in red ink, it's not legal or something like that.
What? You're talking about when you were a server.
When I was a server and you were signing your stub, I'm going to tip you $5 and sign
it. If it was in red.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to hold red pens.
Yeah, isn't
it? Because they want blue or black ink only.
But isn't it because when you photocopy red ink, it doesn't show up on the photocopy?
Oh, that could be it. That could be it. Yeah, there was some reason.
I feel like they're not photocopying a lot of Navy documents, though. That wouldn't be a smart move.
No, they only photocopy butts.
That's right. Let's get the question one more time.
Because of National Ballpoint Pen Day, we're talking about the Navy.
That makes sense.
And how they use pens, of course. Right. While aboard a Navy vessel, there's strict guidelines that need to be followed at all times. One rule is that under any circumstances ever, you are not allowed to mark a map with red ink as long as you are on the ship. In order to not be shocked, you need to tell me, why aren't you allowed to mark a map with red ink?
wouldn't red be like attack? So maybe it's like you're not allowed to make a rash decision. Only the people up above the generals can call in an attack, but not you on a map. Like if I circle this in red. Right.
I understand what you're saying.
You know?
Like it's a code red. Like there's some code for red.
And meaning. Only like the president or somebody higher up can call those in.
I feel like it's something more simple.
Okay.
You know?
What if the very first Navy general was colorblind? And he couldn't see it.
It's actually not bad.
And now it's a tradition that's continued on to this very day.
That's actually not bad. But you can still
see the mark. It would just be a different color.
It would just be a different brown.
Bomb the area. I bomb up. They're all green.
I know.
What do I do?
Bomb them all.
They're all green. Okay. So the other thing about it is it's only the Navy. We're not talking Army or any other branch of military. And Navy, you got to think, we're out on ships. We're underwater. A lot of water involved.
So
does water
gets
have
wet,
anything?
I mean, and you're stuck on these babies for a long time.
Yeah.
Nothing? No, I don't know
until
that I'm going
Fleet
anywhere
week,
there.
And then they all get off the boats.
Yeah, that's your favorite week.
It's a great week.
I'm going to go with, because of the red lighting down under in the submarines, you can't see the red ink on the paper.
I still like that. That's really
solid
good.
Guess.
Under no circumstances are you allowed to mark a map with red ink if you're serving in the Navy, and it's for the safety of everyone on board. In order to preserve the night vision of the crew while also ensuring they can read their instruments, ships use a red light indoors. The reason red pens are forbidden is that same red light would make coordinates written in red ink invisible, which would cause a disaster while steering the ship.
Wow. On your fiance day.
You got a new ring in there. You got a new shot collar, buddy.
All right.
Let's go.
Brooke got it right. So Digital Jake is going to take the shock, and somebody wanted to hear the song Yo-Ho, A Pirate's Life for Me.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me. Garr! We pillage, plunder, we rifle and loot. Stand up, me hearties, yo ho!
Love it.
Well done, Jake.
Oh, man.
Make sure to text into 78592. Tell Jake congratulations on his engagement.
Love.
That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.